Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Life can be a little overwhelming sometimes, especially on a day like today, as Pastor mentioned, a day of remembrance of tragic and atrocious events that happened in our country, in our world. Life can be pretty overwhelming. When it gets overwhelming, we tend to react in different ways. Sometimes when life gets overwhelming, we curl up into a ball and try and hide. As we hear often, we go into that fetal position where we just sort of circle the wagons to protect ourselves. And sometimes we lash out. Sometimes we overreact and overcompensate to the other side of things and come back with more violence or something like that. We react different ways when life is overwhelming. And sometimes it can be hard to be patient. Sometimes it can be hard to wait. To wait for God's leading, to wait for his guiding, to wait for his word to speak to our hearts, to hear what he has to say, and we get a little impatient with God. We start to demand things and wonder where he's at and why he's not doing something and how come he's not fixing this, and put ourselves in his place, try and do his job, and it always ends up in a rough spot. So waiting to hear from God when life is overwhelming is not something we're very good at. And God's people have never, they've never been very good at that, at waiting, waiting to hear what God has to say. And so a lot of times over the course of scriptural history, we look and we see God's people demanding of God something that they want so badly, but God is not giving to them. I always have the example of them demanding a king. They wanted a king like everybody else that they had encountered, and they demanded God give them a king, and we don't want these judges anymore. We want a king to reign over us. We want a king to rule over us. And God kept saying, no, this is not what I want for you people, but I'm going to give it to you. And he does. And it doesn't go well for the people of Israel. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to wait. And it's hard to trust in God for all things. We want to be able to do stuff. We want to somehow be able to affect something in this world. We want to, make our mark or something like that. We want to be people of action. We don't just want to wait around. And certainly God doesn't call us just to be static. It's not what I'm saying. He doesn't call us just to sit in one place and not do anything. But he does call us to wait, to hear his word. And Ezekiel chapter 34, I really want you to open up your bulletins. Don't put them away at this point. And turn to Ezekiel 34, because this is one of those sections of scripture that you can go back to again and again, especially in difficult and overwhelming times. Especially in times when we don't understand what's going on, especially in times when we ourselves are overwhelmed or trying to do things that maybe aren't our job. And I want you to hear the promises that God himself has for his people, those who call him God. This is what he has to say. In that first paragraph, that first section, there are 9 times. 9 times where God says, I will do this. Not you will, or not I might. One of the things that I used to always say, it still gets batted around sometimes when my kids would ask to do something. My almost immediate response was always, perhaps. Perhaps. I very rarely said, I will. always hedged my bets. Always waited to see if that actually would happen or if we could actually do that, rather than just saying, yes, let's do that. It was always, perhaps. But God doesn't say that. God doesn't say, perhaps, or I might, or maybe if the time is right, or if we have enough money, or something like that. God says, I will do these things. In Ezekiel 34, he says, I myself will search out my sheep. I will seek them out. I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them. I will bring them out. I will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains. I will feed them with good pasture. I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep. In case you were wondering what God was doing and is doing, I will, he says. And not, this isn't a somehow future I will, or perhaps later on I might. This is I will and I am doing this right now. So quit trying to do it yourselves, thinking you have a better way. I will do this, he says. The hard part for us and for the people in Ezekiel's time is waiting to see. I will do this, he says, and we say, well, when? When will you do this? What we in our limited ability to see, what we don't understand is that he is already doing these things. He is already searching for his sheep. He is going out to the highways and byways and the edges and the fringes and looking for his sheep. He knows they're out there. He is the one going after them, looking for them. In Jesus' parable of the man with the flock of sheep, we see that played out where the shepherd goes out to look for his sheep, and then not only does he say, oh, there it is, and then goes back, he scoops up that sheep and he puts that sheep on his shoulders and he comes home rejoicing that he found one of his sheep that had gone astray. Imagine the rejoicing. The rejoicing in heaven over those who have gone astray, who have been found. They've been found. They didn't find Jesus. Jesus found them. They didn't discover the gospel. The gospel called them. These promises of God are sure and certain. Not only are they going to happen, but they are happening and will always happen. God is always actively seeking out his sheep. And I know the stories of some of you. I know how you've tried to find God. I've heard the stories of those who have spent lifetimes searching and seeking and trying and coming up with dead ends and places that don't lead anywhere and things that are not satisfactory and certainly things that don't fill up the gaps and the holes that they have in life. We see it all the time. We do it all the time. If we're to be honest with ourselves, and in this place, we always, you know, joke, well, I'm not going to lie in church because God might strike me with lightning. Well, let's make good on that promise then and say, we're not going to lie to one another. We're not going to lie to ourselves. We've all sought other ways, even in the short term. We've all looked for something to fulfill us. And usually it's something that we do that gives us or makes us think we have some sort of way to control that. Well, I'm going to go and do these things so I can find fulfillment. They don't lead to fulfillment. They don't lead to God. We can do all we can and always come up empty. But here again, these promises from God in Ezekiel. I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek them out. I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them. I will bring them out and into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains. I will feed them with good pasture. I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep. He goes on to say, I myself will make them lie down in those green pastures. Does that sound familiar? Psalm 23 ought to start ringing a bell here at some point, right? Because these are words that echo. And Jesus in John chapter 10 echoes these words again. I am the good shepherd, he says. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I call them each by name. One of the reasons in our baptismal liturgy we ask for that person to speak the name is so we can hear that name and know that God has called them by that name. By Logan, he has called him. The shepherd knows his sheep. He says, I will seek the lost I will bring back the strayed, those who have wandered away. You don't have to raise your hands. How many of you, first of all, know somebody who's wandered away? It could be someone in your own family. And then, again, let's be honest, how many of us have wandered away at some point? We've sought our own way and ended up either in a bottomless pit, sometimes it feels like, or a dead end. God says, I will bring back the strayed. God brings them back. I will bind up the injured, strengthen the weak. Injured and weak, those who are heavy laden, those who are overwhelmed, those whose hearts are broken, those whose lives are a mess, those who can't seem to get it straight in their heads. He says, I will bind them up and I will strengthen them. He says, I will destroy the fat and the strong. In other words, those who lean on their own understanding, those who think they can do it, those who know better than God, those who think, well, I'm all comfortable here where I am in my own little world. God says, well, there is justice coming. And it will come. He says, I judge between sheep. I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. He goes on to say, I will rescue my flock. Once again, rescuing the flock, I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up for them one shepherd. One shepherd. He says, my servant David, and for those of us who are reading scripture from end to end or looking through the lenses, we know that Jesus is the son of David. Blessed is the son of David. The one who comes in the name of the Lord as Jesus enters Jerusalem, Jesus is that servant, the one shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who feeds us, who strengthens us, who seeks after us, who loves us enough to lay down his life for his sheep. It's an interesting thing if you want to get a little bit historical and maybe some trivia here, but the good shepherd, a shepherd would sometimes, after he built a little lean-to for his sheep to go in at night, would sometimes lay across the opening to sleep. He wouldn't find someplace else to lay. He would actually lay across the opening so that if one of his sheep in the middle of the night decided he was going to go somewhere else, the shepherd would awaken and say, no, go back where you are safe. Or if something tried to come in the middle of the night, the shepherd would be there to say, well, no, you stay out. If someone was trying to rob him, or if a wolf was coming, the shepherd was prepared to defend his sheep. That is the good shepherd, Jesus. Can get overwhelming sometimes. Life can be pretty challenging. Leaves us with a lot of questions. But that question of who is it who is active in the world? Who is it who has called us? Who is it who has forgiven us? Who is it who feeds us? The answer is not that hard. In fact, we learned it in Sunday school. It's Jesus. He is the good shepherd. He makes good on the promises of God, fulfills all the things that God promises to do. And he didn't just do it way back when. He's doing it today. So for those of you who are still hanging on, like me, hanging on to hope that one day, boy, one day, God will come and make all things new again. We hang on to that hope. We cling to that promise. In the face of the things that we see and experience, we cling to the promise of God that He Himself will feed us on that high mountain. He Himself will call us, gather us, enlighten us, and sanctify us by His Holy Spirit, as He always has, and He always will. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and protect our hearts always, keeping us in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen.